بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك. Respected ulama and my beloved mothers and fathers and beloved sisters and brothers and honorable youth and children, I greet you with the universal greeting of love and peace and mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is also indeed a great honor and a privilege for me to be here, alhamdulillah. And as Maulana said, it was long overdue, but alhamdulillah, it's a great honor and a privilege for me to be here. It's a great honor and a privilege for all of us to be in the Jumu'ah. Just to give an idea of how great the Jumu'ah is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi Muhammad says in a long hadith, wal jumu'atu ila al jumu'ah. The fact that you are in this Jumu'ah and you were in the Jumu'ah last week, all minor sins that happened between last week and this week has been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also for granting us the greatest honor and privilege, and that is to be part of the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. And we bear testimony that no one has got the right to be worshipped except Allah alone. And we bear witness and testimony that our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final and the greatest messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Qa'il, the one that said, أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِيَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. The people nearest to me on the day of Qiyamah, and the people first in line to receive the shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to enter the Jannah, are those Muslimin who were the most consistent in putting salawat on the greatest human being that ever came to this world, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what Muslimin, allow me to say, that maybe the ummah hasn't yet realized the value of putting salawat on our beloved Nabi Muhammad. Just to give you another hadith, Rasulullah says, Man salla alayya salatan min ummati mukhlisan min qalbihi. Any person of my ummah that puts only one salah on me, but just by saying, for example, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, mukhlisan min qalbihi, sincerely from his heart. This hadith teaches us how do we put salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not by the way, mukhlisan min qalbi, sincerely from the heart with feeling. Sallallahu alayhi wa ashran, Allah will put 10 salawat from Allah on you. Wa rafa'u biha ashra darajat, and Allah will raise you 10 darajat. Wa kataba lahu biha ashra hasanat, and Allah will write down for you as if you've done 10 good deeds. وَمَحَا عَنُّ بِهَا عَشَرَ سَيِّئَاتٍ, and Allah will wipe out 10 of your sins. So Jamaatul Muslimin, just to get the real value of this hadith, please don't confine yourself to one salah. If, for example, you make time, 10 minutes, 15 minutes of your 24 hours every day, to put 100 salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it means that Allah will put 1,000 salawat on you every day. And Allah will raise you 1,000 darajat. And Allah will write down for you as if you've done 1,000 good deeds. And Allah will wipe out 1,000 of your sins. So the first lesson or reminder that I want to give my honorable brothers and sisters today is, please, from today onwards, make sure that you put at least 100 salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day, inshaAllah. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala hadha al-nabihi al-kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hour of Jumu'ah to put salawat and salam and barakah on our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala ikhwanihi al-anbiya al-mursaleen, and on all his brothers of the anbiya and mursaleen, and all their families and friends. Wa ahsanallahu khitami wa khitamakum wa khitam al-muslimin. And likewise, we ask Allah in this holy hour of Jumu'ah to grant me and you and all the Muslimin the most beautiful ending of this world, And may Allah raise us the day of Qiyamah under the banner of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amma ba'd fa ibadallah. After that, O honorable and beloved slaves of Allah, ittaqullah mastata'tum. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. Wa ati'u. And be obedient to Allah. Fama as'adakum in ata'tum. For indeed in the whole world, no one is more happier and no one is more successful than the one that is obedient to Allah and obedient to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَكُولُ فِي مُحْكَمِ تَنْزِينِهِ. And know well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah number 38, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ انْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ اثَّاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَرَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Now what must mean, the background of this ayah is, our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called the Sahaba to go out for the battle of Tabuk. And few of them, three or four of them, for simple reasons, because of the heat, because some of them were expecting the dates, you know, to be ripened. And so they delayed. They delayed to go with Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reprimanding them in this way. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, oh you believe, ma lakum, what is wrong with you? إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ مُنْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ اثَّاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. When it is said unto you, go in the path of Allah, you cling onto this world, you hold onto this world. أَرَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. Do you prefer the life of this world? Allah is asking the question. Do you prefer the life of this world to the life of the Akhirah? فَمَا مَتَاءُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Don't you know? Don't you believe? Don't you realize that the pleasure of this worldly life is but little in comparison to the comfort and the pleasures of the Akhirah? Our beloved Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says in a hadith, مَنْ لَمْ يَهْتَمْ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنُمْ. Those who are not concerned about the affairs of the Muslimin, فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. Those who don't care for Muslims, you are not part of this ummah. Can you imagine Rasulullah disown you from being a part of this ummah because you're not concerned about others? أيها الأحباء, أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله وطاعته. My dear beloved ones, I advise you and me first of all to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُذَكِّرُكُمْ بِأَنَّ هَذِي الْأُمَّةَ الْعَظِيمَةَ تُوَاجِهُهَا حَالِيًا تَحَدِّيَاتْ عَظِيمَةَ وَصَعْبَ وَعَدِيدَةَ. My dear beloved ones, I also want to remind you that this great ummah of Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is presently, currently, of facing this ummah many, many challenges and many difficult challenges internationally and locally. Internationally in Syria, in Palestine, in Afghanistan, and so many places in Egypt. And locally, our young people, almost every second young man or young woman are involved in drugs. Our young people don't come to the masjid illa man rahim Allah, except for a few. And so many other problems. وَإِذَا كَانَ الْأَمْرُ كَذَلِكَ فَمَاذَا أَنْتُمْ فَاعِلُونَ. So if that is the situation of this great ummah, what are we going to do? We had a visitor from Turkey, a woman. Her name is Na'lan. Remember this name. Before I come to the point, Sister Na'lan, she was on the Mavi Marmara, the freedom flotilla that went from Turkey to the Gaza. I heard for the first time, maybe it slipped me, but I heard for the first time some of the explanations. When the Israelis interrogated them in so-called Israel, they ask, who were these muscle men with white tops and white scarves? Sister Na'alan said, the Arabs that they were with, they have put them in the bottom of the freedom flotilla, not to expose them to the countries. They asked, who were these muscle men? And there's no other answer. It was Malaika that Allah sent Jamaat Muslim. The point I want to come is, Sister Na'alan says, I've got one daughter. She's 7 years old. But I am worried what Allah is going to ask me the day of Qiyamah. You're only worried about your daughter. What did you do for the children of the world? For those thousands and thousands of children that have had no food, that had no shelter, what did you do for them? This is Sister Na'alan saying to us. This is her understanding of what this ummah is all about. That's why, Jamaat Muslimin, I want to remind you of the following hadith. And this is a very important hadith. Rasulullah says, لا تزول قدما عبد حتى يسأل عن أربع. You won't be able to move your feet on the day of Qiyamah, when you're going to stand and appear in front of Allah, unless you're going to respond to four questions. You are going to be asked, me and you are going to be asked four questions. The first one, عن عمره فيما أفناه. Your lifespan, your time, what did you do with your life in this world? What was your contribution? The second question, عن جسمه. What did you do with your body? What did you do with this body that Allah has given you? The third question, عن علمه, your knowledge. What did you do with your knowledge? It doesn't only mean, Jamaat Muslimin, religious knowledge. You can be a plumber, you can be a dressmaker, you can be a carpenter, you can be an engineer, and you can benefit so many thousands of people with your knowledge. The fourth question, عن ماله. Allah is going to ask you about your wealth, your money. How did you earn your money? And how did you spend your money, says the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now when I come to this hadith, Jamaat Muslimin, out of love and concern, I always say to my beloved brothers and sisters, the smokers, that you are going to be asked the day of Qiyamah, why did you spend 100,000 rand on smoking cigarettes? So I'm saying to you, my dear brothers and sisters, I might not have the opportunity again, because I don't know how long Allah is going to spare me. Allah has granted my mother and my father 8 children. My youngest sister, she's gone. She wasn't sick. She had no ailments. She's gone. So I want to make use of the opportunity to tell you, my beloved brothers and sisters, quit smoking for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you are going to be questioned. You know, I always remember my ustaz from Egypt, Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk. I consider him to be my ustaz because I've learned so much and I haven't seen him. He said one day on the gazette, on the lecture, a professor 60 years ago found out that smoking causes 200 diseases. 200 diseases. Die ligste van die 200 is lung cancer. Die ligste van die 200. But he says there are two benefits in smoking. The first benefit is the dogs will never come near to you because dogs don't like smoke and fire. The second benefit is the burglars will never break into your house. Because when they come to your house to come and break in, and they listen at your window, they will hear, and they will run away. That's the only benefits of smoking. Otherwise, there are no benefits. So, Jamaat Muslimin, again, on a serious note, don't wait for the doctor to tell you, Buta or Titi, if you don't stop smoking now, 2 weeks and you will die. Then the Buta stops. No, stop. For the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayyuha al-ahibba, tasawwaru wa nahnu fil madinatil munawwara. Jamaat Muslimin, just for a moment, try to imagine that we are in Madinatul Munawwara. Dhahibuna ila bayti Rasulillah, and we are going to the house of our beloved Nabi Muhammad. وَنَتْرُقُ الْبَابِ And we knock on the door of Rasulullah And Rasulullah opens the door and greet us and welcomes us. Allahu Akbar. And then the Nabi Muhammad guided us to his small little room and he says to us, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُمْ لِلنَّاسِ The best of all people are those who are the best to other people. Rasulullah is saying to us, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُمْ لِلنَّاسِ The best of creation, the best of Allah's creation are those who are the most beneficial to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Nabi Muhammad says to us, إِنَّ أَحَبَّ الْعِبَادِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ The most beloved of Allah's slaves and worshippers are those who are the most beneficial to others. وَأَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ لَلَّهِ And the most beloved deed in the eyes of Allah, سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ is when you bring happiness and a smile to other people. Allahu Akbar. And then the Nabi Muhammad said to us, in conclusion, Rasulullah says to us, لَأَنْ أَمْشِيَ مَا أَخِي الْمُسْلِمِ لِأَقْضِيَ حَاجَتَهُ For me to go with my Muslim brother to see to his need is better than 30 days i'tikaf in the masjid of Rasulullah. That 30 days i'tikaf is for you. What do you do for others? Jamaat Muslimin, the yardstick and the criterion to be a good Muslim and a better Muslim is not your salah and your reading of the Quran and your fasting and your sadaqah, but the yardstick and the criterion to be a better Muslim is what difference have you made in this community? أيها الأحباء أسألكم بالله أن تسمحوا لي أن أقول My beloved ones, I ask you in the name of Allah to allow me to say the following على المسلمين أن يستيقظوا من نوم الغفلة It is necessary for the Muslimin to wake up from that heedlessness, that state of unconcern about others. Just imagine how selfish it is that you only look after you, yourself, and your wife and your children, and you don't care less about others. I'm reminding you, my dear brothers and sisters, according to our beloved Nabi Muhammad, the greatest leader, the softest heart, the person with the greatest character, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you don't care for other Muslims and for other people, you are not considered to be part of the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammadin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jamaat Muslimin, I want to say to you today, there is even a greater concern. And the concern is, first of all, I want to say to you, we are of the few Muslims in the world, in this country, that enjoy the best of freedom of religion. Alhamdulillah. You know, Sheikh Ismail Lund told me 2 days ago, a person came from Makkah to the masjid in Buka, in Dorf Street. And this person of Makkah says, I think the most fortunate and the most vibrant Muslims in the world are the Muslims from Cape Town. He says, you can see the brotherhood, you can see the love for deen. Allahu Akbar. Now the fear is, Jamaat Muslimin, if we are not going to rise to the occasion, may Allah protect, then Allah might just take this ni'mah away. The question is, what are we doing? How are we going to save these young people? You know, currently in Cape Town, there are thousands and thousands of young children, 2, 3, 4 innocent children. I'm saying to you today, Jamaat Muslimin, if we are not going to do something, most of these children are just going to become drug addicts. But just imagine you get involved and you were the cause that one child, instead of becoming a gangster or a drug addict, he became a decent Muslim. He became a leader. Then you've contributed. And that is why I want to remind you of the following ayah. Allah says to us, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى Help, assist, contribute to attain goodness, honor, dignity, integrity, morality, kindness, and piety. Allah is saying to all of us, no matter who is, I just want to remind you, this ayah is not for somebody there in Saudi Arabia or somebody there in Egypt or in Libya or in Tunis. This ayah is meant for each one of us. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help and contribute to attain goodness, morality, integrity, piety. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدَوَانِ. And do not help when it comes to wrongdoings. And do not help, Allah says, when it comes to animosity. Keep this ummah together. Keep this community together. Don't encourage this for your brother or your sister or the musalli with you not to speak to the other musalli. No, rather encourage him to reconcile. So what Muslimin, I just want to say that one of the things that currently cause a lot of animosity amongst the Muslim ummah is the fact that we don't have respect for the views of others. We came to believe that the group or the jama'ah that I belong to is the only correct jama'ah on the straight path and the only group that will go to Jannah. All the other Muslims will go to Jahannam. Our job is not to judge. Our job is وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانَا. Live together as brothers, true brothers. Says our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Jama'at Muslimin, if your brother keeps maulid or he don't keep maulid, he's still your brother. When he keeps labarang with Makkah or the sighting of the moon, he's your brother. It's different since the time of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two sahaba, they want travel and they couldn't find water. They were looking and looking and seeking for water. They couldn't find the water. And then they decided to take tayammum to make salah. Just before the exit of the waqt, they found water. And the one said, Alhamdulillah, we found the water. We must take wudu and make salah again. The other one said, No. We're finished. They differed. When they came back to Medina and told Rasulullah, the Nabi Muhammad said, you're the one that has made extra salah. Allah's giving you double reward. But the one that didn't repeat the salah, he is on the haqq. But they were still brothers. They didn't fight. So there will always be differences about Muslimin. I'm appealing again today. Let us be those people that contribute to morality, integrity, unity, brotherhood, and not be the cause of animosity amongst Muslimin. Now what Muslimin? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, remind one another, because by reminding one another is a great benefit for the believers. And after Allah says to us, remind one another, Allah gives us reminder. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I haven't created jinn nor human beings only for one purpose, and that is to serve Allah. All of us, we were created to serve Allah. And Allah says in another ayah, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has created death and life to test you, who of you are going to be the best in deeds. We've heard earlier, the best of all people are those who are the most beneficial to others, say our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now what Muslimin, I know my time is limited, but I just want to say to you, it is not too late to make a difference in this world. And you're not too old to make a difference in this world. In fact, last year, I found myself in the main road in Brooklyn. Then I saw old people of 75 years and 80 years old with their bags and their Bible, and they are walking the streets of Brooklyn. They are walking the streets of Brooklyn to spread the shirk. Where are the Muslimin to spread the haqq and the noor? And I want to remind myself and my honorable brothers and sisters, your duty is not to force a person to become Muslim. There's no force in Islam. Your job is وَمَا عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ. You just deliver the message. That's all. The rest you leave in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayyuhal ahibba, توبوا إلى الله واستغفروه My dear beloved ones, make tawbah to Allah, repent to Allah, and ask Allah for forgiveness for all our shortcomings. فَإِنَّ رَسُولَكُمْ وَحَبِيبَكُمْ عَلَيْهِ سَلَّمَ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ التَّائِبُ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. A person that returns from his wrongdoings and his evil doings, by Allah it is as if he has done nothing wrong in the past. And our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, كُلُّ بْنِ آدَمْ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّاءِينَ التَّوَابُونَ. Each and every child of Nabi Adam makes mistakes and wrongdoings, but the best of them are those who return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what, Muslimin, I want to remind you that there are so many Muslims that are neglectful with the salah, and that is one of the kabair. That is one of the major sins. So my dear brother and my dear sister, if you are here today and you are still neglectful with the salah, I ask you in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that decision that from today onwards you're not going to miss one salah. Because I want to say to you and I want to remind you that our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, مَنْ لَقِيَ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ مُضِيعٌ لِلصَّلَاةِ لَمْ يَعْبَئِ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. Any person that leaves this world whilst he or she was neglectful with the salah, Allah is not interested in all your other good deeds. You could have gone for Hajj every year. You could have gone for Umrah every month. You could have given millions to the poor every day. But because of your negligence of the salah, Allah don't want to see you. Allah don't want to speak to you, says Rasulullah. The malaika will come and speak to you and tell you, these people are going to Jannah. Amma anta, but you, your place is there with the kuffar and with the worst of kuffar. Fir'aun, Haman, Ubay ibn Khalaf. Very serious, Jamaat Muslimin. So if you are here and you are still neglectful of the salah, I want you to thank Allah that you are here today, so that you have been reminded that you make that important decision that from today onwards you're not going to miss one salah. You know, last year we had the janazah in Mitchell's Plain. And after the janazah, I said a few words because my beloved mother, may Allah grant her and all our mothers and fathers Jannatul Firdaus. She always told me, my son, if there's a janazah, just say a few words. Now look at the barakah of the advice of my mother. So I spoke about this hadith. And after the Salatul Janazah, a person came to me, said to me, Sheikh, I just want to say to you, shukran for these words. Because I am one of those people that are neglectful with the Salah. But I was now walking behind the Janazah. And I said to myself, Rashid, what if you have been that Janazah? What would your condition and state have been by Allah the day of Qiyamah? And he said to me, Sheikh, so that's why I've made the decision. From today onwards, I'm not going to miss one Salah. Allahu Akbar. The reason why I'm saying Allahu Akbar, Mawlana Ihsan Fortune, who is the Imam of that masjid, he said to me 6 months after that, Sheikh, I just want to say to you that Buta Rashid, since that day, is Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, every day in the masjid. Jamaat Muslimin, I'm not finished with the salah. I want to remind you, Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَمْ أَنْ صَلَاتِمْ سَاهُونَ. A certain valley in the fire of Jahannam. What say Allah? Listen to what Allah says. Lil musallin, for those people who make salah. But how does he make salah? Alladhinam an salatihim sahun. But they are neglectful with the salah. You know what negligence Allah speak here? They make 5 times salah, but they make dhuhr after asr. Asr after maghrib, not on time. Those people who make 5 salah out of time, Allah has prepared for them a valley in the fire of Jahannam. What about those people who don't even make salah? Inna lillahi wa inna lirajiun. Jamaat Muslimin, allow me just another 3 or 4 minutes. You know, this hadith that I've read now, كُلُّ بْنِ آدَمْ خَطَّاءٌ. Each and every child of Nabi Adam makes mistakes. But the best of them are those who return to Allah. I've been saying this for 25 years in the masjid where I am. Now just recently, I've added another hadith to conclude every Jumu'ah. And this is a special hadith. This is a gift from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Listen, my dear brothers and sisters. This is a guarantee to the Jannah. اِتْمَنُوا لِي سِتًا أَتْمَنْ لَكُمُ الْجَنَّةَ, says Rasulullah. Guarantee for me 6 and I will guarantee you the Jannah. أَوْفُوا إِذَا أَهَدْتُمْ, if you've made a promise, carry out your promise. أُصْدُقُوا إِذَا حَدَّثُمْ, whenever you speak, speak the truth. Guarantee for me you're going to speak the truth. That will be part of your guarantee to the Jannah. The third one, Rasulullah says, carry out your amanah, your responsibilities. For example, my dear brothers, looking after your wife is an amanah. Look after your amanah. Guarantee for me, I will guarantee you Jannah. Listen to the fourth one. حَافِذُوا فُرُوجَكُمْ, protect your private parts, says Rasulullah. Then I will guarantee you the Jannah. Jamaat Muslimin, we live in a time that people I've got no honor and respect for their dignity and their honor. Allah says in the Quran, one of the reasons why people will enter Jannah, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, are those people who have preserved their private parts. I was at the MJC for many years on a Thursday morning. And women coming every day to MJC for a talaq or a fasakh. And 60 to 70% of the reason why they want to get out is because their husbands are sleeping around. We're not talking about not Muslims. We're talking about Muslims. May Allah protect us, Jamaat Muslim. Hafidhu furujakum. You know, I always say to young people, and it's important always to remind them and encourage them, how wonderful it is for a young man, the day he got married, tonight will be the first time that he's going to sleep with a woman. Allahu Akbar. And these are the things that we need to discuss with our sons and our daughters and our nephews and our nieces. That's part of your contribution. And how great is it for this young man, that night when he slept with his wife, until Allah took him away from this world, he have never put his private parts in a woman that is haram on him. My brother, I'm saying to you, you deserve to go to Jannah. The fifth one, Rasulullah says, guarantee for me, you're going to lower your gaze. You're going to lower your gaze. I always say to men that some men are looking at women in the street as if they are looking at a Wimbledon tennis match. They want to look at all the women. No, you must lower your gaze. No, Jamaat Muslimin, what is even more serious of looking at women in the street is the pornography that is available. The dirty pornography. And there are so many Muslims that are looking at pornography. Jamaat Muslimin, I'm saying again to you, my dear brother and my dear sister, if you are one of those people that look at pornography, thank Allah that you are here so that you can make tawbah to Allah. Just imagine Allah has taken you away and you in that state of looking at pornography. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. And Jamaat Muslimin, the sad part of it is so easily available and accessible even on the cell phones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us for our shortcomings. Guarantee for me you're going to lower your gaze. I will guarantee the Jannah. And lastly, the Nabi Muhammad says, guarantee for me you're going to keep your family together. How do you keep your family together? You keep your family together to give the same judgment on your family about yourself. You know that you're not perfect. You know that you've got a lot of mistakes and shortcomings. Now likewise, your brother and your sister and your uncle and your cousins and your whole family, they are also human beings. They're not perfect. Can you imagine there are brothers in this world, own brothers from one mother, one father, they don't talk to one another for years. This one brother said to his wife when he became sick, if my brother come to visit me, you don't allow him to come into the house. And the day I die, you don't allow me the janazah. Astaghfirullah azim. Rasulullah says, you guarantee for me, you're going to overlook the shortcomings of your family and keep your family together. And I will guarantee you the Jannah, says our beloved Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullaha innallaha khabirum bima ta'malun. Oh, you believe, fear Allah. Be conscious of Allah. Jamaat Muslimin, we must make more time for the Quran. Alam ya'ni lilladhina amanu wa takhsha qulubuhum li dhikrillah. Hasn't the time arrived for the believers to connect their hearts with the Quran? Not only your tongues, not only reading the Quran, connect your hearts with the Quran. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Don't people have make time to ponder and contemplate over the words of Allah? We must respond, we must say, Ya Allah, we haven't got time. We've been neglected. We have got more time for Manchester United and for Arsenal. If Manchester United lose or Arsenal lose, then we are angry, Ya Allah. But we're not angry if we haven't read the Quran for a whole month or the whole year or for 2 years. So be conscious, Allah says, oh, you believe, be conscious of Allah, fear Allah. وَالْتَنْذُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. And let each and every person look into your preparations for tomorrow. Not tomorrow, the 8th of February 2014. Allah is referring to the day of Qiyamah. For as tomorrow, Saturday, the 8th of February is near, likewise the day of Qiyamah is also so near. وَالْتَنْذُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Allah says again, fear Allah, be conscious of Allah. And listen to the last ayah that we're going to end. And please remember it. And if you're going to remember it and practice it and implement it, you're on your way to the Jannah. Inna Allah khabirum bima ta'amaloon. Indeed, Certainly Allah is well informed and well acquainted with whatever you do. If you remember this ayah, you're on your way to the Jannah. Because a true believer, he don't want to do wrong or say anything wrong because Allah is well informed and well acquainted with whatever we do. Jamaat Muslimin, may Allah subhanahu grant that the rest of our lives is going to be the best of our lives. And the theme of the khutbah today was, get involved. Get involved in the community. You know, I meant to say, for example, you know, I look at some of our young girls coming to high school for the first time. And I said to myself, these young girls are so innocent. But they are going into this dangerous place. Free mixing. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So I said to myself, just imagine, for example, here in Wynberg, the Darul Na'im Girls School. If all of us in Wynberg and the surrounding areas involve ourselves and we make this school one of the most successful and the biggest schools in Cape Town. Why? To save our girls. Jamaat Muslimin, I don't want to go into detail, but we had so many reports of the government schools that most of the girls are sexually active. There's no time to go into details, Jamaat Muslimin. They lose their honor and their dignity at a young age. What are we doing? So I'm saying again, Jamaat Muslimin, now ask in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever time Allah has given us, and whatever time is left, let us get involved to uplift the ummah and humanity at large. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.